going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Capitals Canadiens game 2 tonight at Capital One Arena. Number 1 seed Capitals. Can they make it a little less stressful than it was on Monday night? Well, love an overtime win, but man, nobody loves overtime if they got feelings involved. Steve Wino was there. Of course, he has no feelings about any of this. He's just a journalist, neutral as could be. He's the AP's national hockey writer. Wino joins us now. Wino, how are you feeling, man?
Hello, down here.
I'm doing great, Craig. How are you doing?
Doing well. Appreciate your time on a busy day. What did we learn? Let's just start there. Game one's, Capitals dominant, really good, somewhere between there for 50 minutes, not so good for 10, and then they needed less than 3 minutes for Ovechkin to put the puck in the back of the net in overtime. What did we learn from game one?
Yeah, Craig, I think we learned that the Capitals were able to flip that switch from sort of not playing, getting Alex Ovechkin the record a couple weeks ago, and sort of not playing meaningful hockey for several months. They were able to sort of get back to the game and the style of play that they had for most of the regular season that made them successful and got them the top seed in the Eastern Conference. And we weren't sure if we were going to see that. And I think that was a good sign. And also we learned that Logan Thompson, he did struggle a bit, and the Canadiens didn't kind of make his life as difficult as they would have liked. But he shook the rust off, and we saw what the Capitals sort of what their identity wants to be, what they want to be as a team. And then we saw a little bit of a concerning sign from a Capitals standpoint of the Canadiens pushing in the second half of the third period. One penalty happens, Pierre-Luc Dubois gets called for tripping, power play goal, and everything sort of falls apart. And I think the Capitals' lesson for themselves probably in there is you can't let your foot off the gas. You can't just try to coast to the finish because the Canadiens are not a pushover.
How confident are you in this Capitals team that they actually learned that lesson?
I'm very confident just because I think Spencer Carberry has been so good at pushing the right buttons for this team from the moment he took over. And he's been really good. I've said this a lot, that he adjusted. When he took over the job, he said, we're going to be a fast team and play with pace, and realized he had a slow old roster and sort of adjusted on the fly and kind of knew what to do and how to communicate those changes. And I think the message between games and from Carberry and the coaching staff is that you can't, there's no wiggle room to play like that. This is not yes, the Canadiens are an 8 seed, but they've played so hot and they're sort of a young team with nothing to lose. And that's a scary sort of opponent to have in a spot like this. And they don't look like the Capitals last year where they ran out of gas from expending so much energy to get into the playoffs. Maybe if this is a 4 or 5 game series, we find out that they were like that. But this is a young, hungry opponent that the Capitals, I think, also should realize that they cannot take lightly just because they're a 1 seed and Montreal's the 8.
Steve Wino, national hockey writer at the Associated Press, with us here on the Hoffman Show. When you look at Logan Thompson's performance, like, he had some spectacular saves in that game, but you got to play 60 minutes, and it's game one back for him after the injury. The mistakes that he made, are those rust mistakes, or are those cause for concern? Like, where are we at on his game one performance, and really more so, Steve, and how we feel about him going into game two?
Well, I'm going to say rust for now, and we're going to find out more in a little bit tonight. whether it's a cause for concern, because even Logan Thompson before the injury, his play from February on, since the Four Nations break, was not as good as it was up to the end of January when he got that contract extension. His play certainly had dropped off at some point in that period of time. But if he's able to sort of, if it's a rust thing, and he's able to sort of get back to the way that he was playing before the Four Nations break, that this is a Capitals team that there's a strength and an advantage in goal with Logan Thompson over the Canadiens and Samuel Montembeau, who arguably was Montreal's best player in game one.
We have seen teams in the past alternate goaltenders in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It is obviously not ideal, but if Thompson is going to play at the level that he played at post Four Nations, then is he still their best option at that level, or is going back to Charlie Lindgren, who helped them, you know, get into the playoffs and secure that one seed, albeit not certainly as playing as well as Thompson did pre Four Nations break, which of those two are better options if those are their levels?
I think it's Logan Thompson, because Charlie Lindgren, and I think he would admit this, did not play his best down the stretch, did not have a great season by his standard, and wasn't as good as he was last year when he carried the Capitals into the playoffs to get in game 82, and then lose to the Rangers. But this has not been Charlie Lindgren's best season. I do wonder how long the leash is on Logan Thompson if the Canadiens are able to pump a few goals by him. They sort of let him off the hook a little bit in game one, partially because the Capitals had the puck more and the Canadiens were defending so much that basically, Mike Mathis said this yesterday, they were defending so much that they had to go change and they couldn't really spend a whole lot of time in the offensive zone. If Martin St. Louis, a Hall of Fame player and now turning out to be a pretty good coach, figures out sort of the adjustment there to get the Canadiens the puck more in the offensive zone, they're going to test Logan Thompson a lot more. And I don't think this is a sort of game three decision, but I wonder, really, because the Capitals have played both goaltenders all year long and alternated them really for the first half of the season, I do wonder how long the leash is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We had your colleague from ESPN, Greg Wyshynski, on the show on Monday, and I said, is there any chance the Capitals can perform well in this postseason if Alex Ovechkin is basically not a monster in terms of the goal-scoring tear that he's been on? You know, they got him the record and on through, and Greg was just like, no. Like, he's got to be their offense, the most critical piece. Be damned that he's 20 years into this. Game one, that's fine. We, I think, have learned not to doubt Alex Ovechkin. One, I would say, how likely is it that he can keep up not two goals per game pace, but some kind of really high pace at this stage of his career? And two, if he needs some support, where does that support need to come from?
Well, I don't know if he can keep up that sort of scoring pace, but the Capitals have shown that if they are able to control the puck and draw penalties, that he's still dangerous in a power play from the OB Zoid, from that spot in the left faceoff circle, to where he certainly was a motivated player coming off breaking the record, not having a point in the series against the Rangers last year. But the thing that Alex Ovechkin can do and did in game one is lead physically and throw in the body. And it was the entire team. I mean, they had a million hits. 14 of the 18 skaters had at least one hit in that game. And Ovechkin was the guy sort of setting the tone on finishing checks and sort of taking the toll on the Canadiens defensemen, specifically the young defenseman, Lane Hutson, who's probably going to be rookie of the year, of sort of doing that. But from an offensive standpoint, it's the same sort of secondary scoring the Capitals have gotten all season. Tom Wilson was a 30-goal scorer. Dylan Strome set a career high in goals, assists, and points. Pierre-Luc Dubois, also a career high in points. Connor McMichael is probably somebody who can step up. But I'll give you another one, Craig, and he's new to this team, but Ryan Leonard looked really good the other night and looked real close to breaking through and scoring his first NHL goal against a goaltender. He had the empty netter the same night Alex Ovechkin tied Wayne Gretzky's record. But Leonard looks like a guy who's ready to break through and score. And if he sort of finds his comfort level and is able to get out of that drought, he's a guy who could really help the Capitals in the series and potentially beyond.
By any chance, have you looked up who the last player was or how rare it is for a guy to get his first NHL career goal in the playoffs? It's going to happen more in this sport than any other based off how the calendar works. Do you happen to know that stat, or even better, like the Leonard stat of first non-empty netter in the playoffs?
Well, it actually happens fairly often. Tom Wilson made his NHL debut for the Capitals in the playoffs in 2013. I don't even remember if he scored in that series, but Kale McCarr of Colorado, who was the playoff MVP when the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup in 2022, was also a similar sort of thing. It happens so often with that guys get plugged in right into the lineup. The Montreal Canadiens have a guy, Ivan Demidov, who made his debut late in the regular season, similar to Leonard. It's happening actually a lot around the league right now, that good teams that are in the playoffs, plugging in these young players. And so it does happen a lot more than any other sport.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, just with the timing of the draft and how it all goes down. Last but not least, Wino, there are guys entering the lineup. There are also guys exiting the lineup. Where are we at on the injury front going into tonight for both of these teams?
Well, the Capitals announced yesterday that Barton Ferravari is out for the remainder of the playoffs after having surgery to repair that torn meniscus in his right knee. Alexi Protas skated again by himself this morning, did not take part in the Capitals' morning skate, did not take part in an optional practice yesterday. It feels like he's a little bit away, but it doesn't feel like he's terribly far away. If I had to guess right now, I would say he's probably in the lineup, maybe in Game 4 Montreal. Maybe if the Capitals are up in this series, you wait until Game 5, because you have the extra day off between 4 and 5 next week. I could see Alexi Protas, which is actually a week from tonight, potentially making his return as soon as then. It's a skate cut to the top of his left foot, so it's a lot of it's got to be pain tolerance. And also a little bit of conditioning, since he hasn't played for a couple of weeks. The Capitals want to make sure he's good to go skating-wise, being able to push off on that foot, and also be able to play the 18, 19, 20 minutes a game he did during the regular season.
And how big of losses do you think those are right now for Washington in this series, and maybe even more so, depending on how tonight goes beyond?
It's a big one. And Ferravari certainly is the guy who played more penalty-killing time this season than anybody else. And so now everybody has to slide into that spot. Alexander Alexeyev, who took a stick to the mouth the other night, and is going to be wearing a full fishbowl cage or visor over his face tonight, has to sort of fill in those minutes. And it's almost minutes by committee for Ferravari. And Protas is a huge one. Not that he's such a big imposing player. Not that he's a big hitting guy, but against a smaller kind of skilled Canadiens team without a whole lot of experience, Alexi Protas in front of the net, what he's been able to do 5-on-5 scoring-wise, I think you take it as, yes, it's a big loss, but I think the Capitals have to look at it glass half full, that they can get through this series and get through Montreal without Alexi Protas for some of it or all of it, that they have a huge reinforcement coming in Protas, coming off a career year, a guy who signed long-term at an insanely bargain basement price, that who looks exactly like the kind of player who can make a difference in the playoffs.
Steve Wino, national hockey writer for the Associated Press. He's at Capital One Arena, where about an hour and 20 minutes from now, they'll get things going between the Capitals and the Canadiens. Steve, I always appreciate it. Why am I calling you Steven twice this interview? Wino, thank you. It felt weird both times. Wino, thank you.
Thanks, Craig. Enjoy the game tonight.
I will do my best. That's Steve Wino with us, a.k.a. Anthony Wino. I've never called that man by his first name once in the decade that we've known each other.
I'm not going to. I felt weird calling him Steven. Even when I texted him, I said, this doesn't feel right.
It's hey, dude, or hey, Wino in a text.
Yeah.
And he's either Steve Wino, Steven Wino, or just Wino. Never Steve or never Steven.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to everybody, and especially Wino. When we get back, we'll talk some hoops here on the Team 980. First, a look at what's trending.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.